We are learning Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, we're talking about different measurements. There was seven measurements for the Midas Salach, the liquid measurements, and there were seven of them. What was the Chatziluk for? So it says, Chatziluk Shemen L'Toida. What's the Makar for that? In the Pasuk by Toida, it says, Mal Toida Yakrivenu V'Hikr V'Azevach HaToida. You're going to bring three types of matzahs. One type of chametz, three types of matzahs. What are three types of matzahs? Chalas matzahs blues b'ashamen, rukiki matzahs b'shuch b'ashamen, v'soilas murbechas chalas blues b'ashamen. That says in the pasuk. How much shemen was that? Zok the Gemara, Tanya. We have an amishta chatziluk shemen l'toida, which means for the 30 chalas. The 10 chalas of chametz did not have oil. Tanya, Rekiva, ma tam loymar b'ashamen b'ashamen shnei pamim. The Gemara is concentrating on the first two b'ashamens. It says chalos matzos belulos b'shemen or rekikim matz b'shuch b'shemen chalos and rekikim, and it says twice the word shemen, and the Gemara is assuming that they're both a ribuy. So matam loy b'shemen shemen shnei pamim. Why do I say b'shemen twice? Iloy nemel b'shemen echad. If only to say one time b'shemen, he's saying there harei kol menachas look. It's like a regular menach mincha. That's a look. Achshav shekasa b'shemen b'shemen have a ribuy acha ribuy. The first one's a ribuy and the second one's a ribuy. Ve'ein ribuy achar ribuy. The halacha is, and the klal is, when we see a ribuy, when it's two ribuy one after another, ein ribuy achar ribuy lemayit. It's a mayit. Miyata kosov lechatziluk took a whole look, made into a half a look. Freite gemara on Rabbi Kiva, it's a ribuy achad. It's ribuy achar ribuy. It's chad ribuy. It's a ribuy achar ribuy. It's chad ribuy. It's only one ribuy. Because the first b'shemen is telling you need shemen. Who said chalas need shemen? Who said these chalas need shemen? So the first one's a gufe, you need it for itself. And the second one's a ribuy. Why is it two ribuyim? Ribuy achar ribuy, chad ribuy. Elo, Rabbi Kiva explains himself. Iloy nemar b'shemen kol ikar. Even if didn't say the word b'shemen at all, I would say it's like no worse than a regular mincha. Achshav shenemar b'shemen b'shemen. He's saying that you don't need it the first time, because I would say it's not worse than a mincha, it needs shemen. Now it says Bashem Hashem twice have a ribuy achar ribuy, but ain ribuy achar ribuy elo lamayit. It's no, you say it was to ribuyim, then it's lamayit. Mir taikos lechatziluk, teach us lechatziluk. Yochol ye chatziluk zemes chalak shoshaminim lechalas rekikim rebucha. Maybe this chatziluk is for all 30 chalas. No, because you're in Bashem berebucha. It says by revicha, it says shemen. Now Rashi and Kisviyat explains that revucha pashut has shemen, because every revucha has shemen. So why is there shemen over there? That's also extra. Shein tamaleimar shouldn't say it. Riba shemel revicha. Haketzad maybe chatziluk shemen. Bring a whole chatziluk shemen for 30. But chetzeyu chetzov lechalas rekikim. Half of that is lechalas rekikim, which is a quarter. Vechetzov lerevicha, and the other half is for the revucha. So it comes out from the first ribach ribuy. We learned that the whole entire of 30 chalas needs half a look. But how do you split it up? You split it up by three? It says no. You split it up. Two and one. How do you know that? Because it says extra b'ashem and b'revucha, which teaches us that you do it half like that, a quarter here and a quarter there. That's Shita Rabbi Kiva. How you know chatziluk shemen for a toida? Zok the Gemara Amalei Rabbi Eliezer Azaria. The Brisa goes further and says no. Rabbi Eliezer Azaria tells Rabbi Kiva, no, you're wrong. I'm not going to have a list to you. It's not called the ribach ribuy. The first one's the gufe. There's no ribuy. If that's the pshat, I'm not going to list to you. Elo, how do I know chatziluk? El chatziluk shemel l'toida, v'revias shemel l'nozir, v'acharas yoyim shemei nida l'nida, all these things are lachal mishum esinai. So chatziluk shemel l'toida is what we learned. Actually, Rashi and Kisviya learns that it's more than just a machlekes lachal mishum esinai. Rashi and Kisviya learns that according to this man Yomar, it's a third for each one of the 30 chalas, each 10. It's not half-half. It's a third of the chatzi for each of the 10. We argued, before we said that it was a quarter each, a quarter for Ravucha and a quarter for Chalei San Rekikim. According to Chachamim, the Chametz doesn't need oil.
Where do we know that from?
Maybe. Doesn't say oil there, doesn't say oil in the Pasuk, anything about oil there. Doesn't say anything oil there in that Pasuk, therefore there's no oil by Chametz. So here, that has nothing to do with this Mishaila. The Shaila is here, the Chatziluk we said, it's half-half because there's an extra Shemin there. Now, in regards to this, the Rashi, and regular Rashi, seems like he learns, no, it's the same halach, halach Mishinai. He says, ho, the Chatzil Chalitz, Chatzil Vucha, that's halach Mishinai. But Rashi Kisviyad says, Chatziluk Shemin Toida, Lekula Toida, Vishlish Hashem El Chomini. August. So first of all, first he said is Chazuk Shemel Taida is Lachem Sinai. Revia Shemel Nazir. It's also Lachem Sinai. Revia Shemel Nazir. We're there. It's 20 of the Chalas. The way the Rebbe Kiva learns is that since those 20 by Taida get a quarter, so Revia Shemel by Nazir also gets a quarter. But he learned all Lachem Sinai. And the third thing he says is 11 days by Nida Lanida. Also Lachem Sinai. What's 11 days by Nida Lanida? So midaraisa isha that becomes a nida, regular cycle, if she sees them, she's tummy 7 days no matter what. And then after 7 days, she goes to the mikvah and she's tar. She does not need tahira. She does not need shiva nikiyim. And if she sees one day or 6 or 7 days, it makes no difference. It's always the same thing. She becomes a nida, she needed 7 days, and she goes to the mikvah finished. After that, there are 11 days, and those 11 days, she could become a zava. That means if she's one day, it's shemer yom. She's two times, shemer yom. Three times already, then she becomes a Zava Gedayla, and she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim and bring Kabanas. Today, we always do Shiva Nekiyim because people get mixed up. But the 11 days by Nida Lanida is the 11 days after she becomes a Nida, which means the first seven is a Nida. Then, the next 11 days are days of Zivas, which she's not supposed to be seeing then. If she sees then, it's a sickness, it's Zava Gedayla, and then she has Shiva Nekiyim. All those things are Lachal Moshe Sinai, and that's what Chalik Zari and Rekiva. No, this is things that weren't well known. Obviously, the first two of machlekes and might be achras yomos might be a machlekes, might be the other man learns about Sukkim. That he's saying that the only one thing was the gate of machlekes or Akiva, but he brought it in. I guess these things weren't muskim by everyone. Could be others held. These are from Sukkim. Zokta Gemara Vayit, Beluga Yemaydit. It says like this, Beluga Yemaydit, and it says by a regular mincha needs a lug, every isara needs a lug, and Rambam holds that's per isara. Every isara I bring a lug of shaman. But the man in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elias Miyakov argues, and he says, even a mincha shall samach isara in ain la la luga. Even a 60 isara mincha only needs one lug, shenema la mincha veloig shaman. So he wants to expound on that machlaikas. It says in the Pasuk, this is by a Matsari. Matsari usually brings three kabanas, and three behemoths he has to bring. He has to bring a keves la'asham, he brings a chatas and a oila, he brings three kabbanas, and each one of those kabbanas come with nesachim. And it's actually abnormal, because usually a chatas and a asham don't even have nesachim. Here, he brings nesachim by a mitzvah, he brings nesachim to each one. And there's a pasuk that says like this, v'im dalu, if he's poor, he's going to bring only one behema and two birds. So it says, "Dalhu ve'en yodem maseges lo keves echad asham l'tnufa l'chaper." He brings one keves for asham that he has to bring. The other two will be birds for oil and chatos, but he'll bring one behemah. It says, "V'sarin soilus echad bal b'shem l'mincha v'loik shemen," and he brings the sarin soilus echad bal b'shem l'mincha v'loik shemen. So pasuk shadah means that he brings the sarin soilus echad. That's minchas asachim that comes with this. A sarin soilus echad bal b'shemen and l'mincha that comes with it. And then v'loig shaman, which is actually used to spritz on him. But we dash like this. It says in the pasuk, "Taravana mitzray ani ksev isarin bolu v'loig limed ali sarin shtarim loig." Teach us that every single sarin needs a loig divrei chacham. Because according to Chacham, he's learning that you don't have to tell me it needs this mincha. If the three behemoths need three minachas, here it's one behemoth, it's one mincha. What do you have to prepare it over for? Taravana teach us this klal that a sarin needs a loig shaman divrei chacham. Rav Nechemya of Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Emrim, and this is Yaakov Arva Mishnah, I feel a mincha shal shishim Yisraelim, even a mincha of 60 Yisraelim, ain't like a luga, only has one look. Shnema, la mincha v'loik shaman. These words, la mincha v'loik shaman, we darshin, why does he put the word the mincha there? La mincha v'loik shaman, this is just every mincha, only has one like shaman, that's it. Rav Nechemya loves me Yaakov, how you saw him ball of a loik my avle, what do you do with the pasuk, it says saw him ball in the beginning of the pasuk, and then it says a loik, isn't that right to chamim? So I want to know gufe. The kamar achmana laisi chari sarn. That's legufe. Tell you that comes with a mincha. Ve'idach the chamim say no legufe leitzarach. But the galar achmana gav mitzayra asher gimel kabanas. There are three kabanas v'gimel asrinas and three asrinas. There's a mincha of each one. Hocha the chad kar v'chari sarn. Ve'idach. So let's Yaakov is back. Itzrich. Sak that I mean you would think. Since he's poor and he only has to bring one behema, maybe he doesn't bring a mincha at all. Mincha klam, he doesn't need a mincha at all. So it's kamash v'la and the pasuk by dalos that he has to bring the mincha and it's not extra. Ve'idach and Rabbanan say no. Legamri lo yeshkach. It's not. You don't find that leyeshkan that's completely pater legamri. And therefore there's a din mincha. You don't find that he has to bring at least one behema. So of course he has to bring the mincha. Rabban Haile Mincha Veloik Shem Amai Avid. What do you do with that? Ahulu Misnadav Mincha, so if Chosu Vidava Aton Loik. That teaches us that in the Nadav Mincha have to bring at least a Yisorin, which needs a Loik. Umaniyu Yisorin. That's Yisorin. Ve'idok, Tari Shamina, and Rabban Jack Hold, you learn both from it. You learn that both from it. Yeah. Zot Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, Shisha Lapar, Arba La'ayil, and Shloisha La'keves. It says in our Mishnah, what was the Chatzia Hin for? What was the Shlisha Hin for? And what was the Revi'isa Hin for? Do you remember what the full Hin was for? Do you remember what the full Hin was for? Which what was the full Hin? It was for nothing. It was Shemra Mishcha. As long as Shemra Mishcha was a Chlekes Vatis. But after this, what was it for? The Chatzia Hin was for Par. The Revi'isa Hin, the Shlisha Hin was for Ayil. And the Revi'isa Hin was for Kevis. Manolan, how do you know? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'niskehen Chatzia Hin. It says by the par. It says v'niske chatzi hin liyila par or shushla hin la'ayil or viyas hin la'kavas yoyin. So it says in the pasuk that this is the pasuk that says gabi yayin, and we're saying yayin and shemen are the same thing. The shemen and yayin have the same proportion, and it says v'niske chatzi hin liyila par. Hin is trace alugi. Hin is 12 lug. How do we know to have it in the chsiv? It says the pasuk by shemen mishcha shemen zayis hin. So we see Shem Mishcha was a hin. V'chsev Shem Mishcha's Kodesh is Yeh Zeh Lil Darisechem. And Zeh is Begmatria Treis Sahavian. We know it's that a hin is 12 lug from the word Zeh, which is Gematria 12. Treis Sahavian. And that's the Makar that it's 12 lug of Shemen. Which is, this is the Makar. You see, Bayez is from Gematria. So we have other places in Shas like that also. By Nazi, you know Nazi 30 days also from the word Yeh. There's a few times in Shas that Yeh Bayez Halachas from Gematria's. So the Gemara Vayit, Shloisha Mechzel Menorah Chatzil Choner. 3.5 was of lug was for Menorah, a half a lug for every ner. No, Anamili. How do you know this? How do you know it was a half a lug for every ner? Tana Balantan Abraisa. It says in the pasuk in regards to the Menorah, but Oyel Moed Bechutz Aparechas Shar Leidos Yarech Oysa Aaron Avonav Me'erev Ad Boiker Yarech Oysa Aaron Ubonav Me'erev Ad Boiker. What is those words Me'erev Ad Boiker teaching us? Two pshatim in the Braisa. You put enough oil in, that it will light and go, which means from the evening till the morning. That's how much oil you have to put in, and Chazal figured out it was Chatzilug. We'll see in a second about that. But another pshat in this pasuk is, there is no other avoida that's dafka kosher from the evening till the morning in the Beis Mikdash for this. The only one that has it. I can ask me, that, what do you mean, Akhtara Sevarim, Chumash Hadeshan, that's also at night. So Tais's answer is that's different. Because Ktairis, Akhtara Sevarim, I can bring by day also, I can start it by day. This is Dafka for night and the morning. And Chumash Hadeshan is not the whole night, it's Dafka a little bit before daybreak. So therefore, this is the only carbon really that goes Mi Erev, the carbon, the only thing, only Avoida, the thing is it goes Mi Erev Al Baikar. That's the second Shah Erev Al Baikar. Now we're going back to the Chacham, to Hadacham Mashiach, the din that has to be doylik the whole night. The shiur chachamim chatzi lug meurtavat safra. The shiur chachamim figured out the shiur meurtavat safra is a half a lug of shemen. Iged army. Now how they figure this out? Iged army memal lamata shiuru. Some say the way to figure it out was by starting with a whole lug, and they saw wow, it looked too long. Then they went to 3/4 of a lug. Then they went to half a lug. That's some say that's the way they figured it out. V'yigid Amri, mimata l'mayla shiru. Some say when they figured it out, they figured it out the other way around. They started with a quarter of a log until they got the half a log and they figured it out. Manda mimata l'mayla shiru atar chasam ayim shashal. You don't want to waste money, so you test it this way. Manda mimata shiru ina niyas mokam ashiris. That mokam ashiris, the Beis Mikdash, we don't worry about that. Then we tested it from the bigger amount, which is a particular paladin Gemara, really, Tais really asks, you could have tried it b'chayil. You don't have to do this in Beis Mikdash and take a chance having too little. And it's makom hashira, so you tried it over here. But only the feet of the tzad. So we tried it that way. It's the second time we had an interesting chasam manim shayishrael in Menachos already. We had it before, so one time with the extra shemen there. It's an interesting idea, but they tested it out first in the Beis Mikdash until they figured it out. And Fi Waman Yoma, they started a little first. They weren't so bright. They started a little first until they figured out that it's a chatzi lug for the night in order to light the whole night.